This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are growing concerns of the Gaza conflict widening to engulf Israel's northern foe of Iran-backed Hezbollah Lebanese militia after both sides claim to be ready to go to war. VOA's Del Gavlak reports.
Israel's military said it has approved plans for an attack in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah has threatened to carry out a war with no red lines, although it said it would halt attacks if the Gaza war stopped. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UK, Prince Khalid bin Bandar Al Saud, warned this week that failure to end the Gaza war and the broader Israel-Palestinian conflict would risk serious escalation.
A regional conflict will not remain regional. It will become international very quickly.
Ibish of Washington's Arab Gulf States Institute told the France 24 satellite TV channel,
"The purpose of Hezbollah in the Iranian alliance is to be a deterrent against an Israeli or American assault on the Iranian homeland."
Del Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
NIPI correspondent Rigan Garcia reports an Israeli national found dead in the West Bank.
The Israeli national was pronounced dead after being fatally shot in the town of Kalkulia, where Israeli troops are operating. Israeli nationals are prohibited from entering Kalkulia and other areas of the West Bank. In a separate event, the Palestinian Civil Defense, an emergency group active in Gaza, said that they pulled around 19 bodies from a building that was hit by an Israeli strike in an eastern neighborhood in Gaza City. The group said its emergency workers were also digging for survivors at the site of another strike in a refugee camp west of Gaza City. The AP has been unable to verify the figures provided by the emergency group. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, Palestinian hospital officials said that at least 39 people were killed by Israeli strikes across